Good morning, Arbel. Today is Thursday, 9th of June, and right now it's partly cloudy with 29 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is chance of a thunderstorm, overcast, with a temperature range from low 29 to high 34 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index of 40 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from south with 19 to 24 kilometers per hour. We will have 30% chance of precipitation, and the forecast for the night is thunderstorm, overcast, and with a 60% chance of precipitation. Morning humidity with 72% will drop by noon on 54% and rise back by the evening. Moon is waxing crescent and 51% of it is illuminated. Day is long today, 12 hours and 48 minutes. From Working Committee and Auroville Council, we got an announcement. The Auroville Council is presently finalizing the formation of a new Residents' Assembly Service, and the names will be posted in the news and notes for feedback. This renewed Residents' Assembly Service will undertake the study of a new selection process in consultation with the community. Once a new selection process has been defined, the new Auroville Council and Working Committee will be formed according to it immediately. Proposed new member for the Residents' Assembly Service and the call for nomination has been closed after 2 weeks. The Auroville Council has selected new members for the Residents' Assembly serving, having in view their sense of the disinterested service to Auroville and its aims. And there are Elvira, Selva, Parta, Mauna, Jean-Michel and Jesse. This group will now go through a 2 week feedback from the community before final acceptance. The feedbacks must be substantiated in order to be taken into account. And another announcement from the news desk, which says that owing to the resignation of the main news and notes messengers, the messenger service will be reduced drastically in the coming weeks. As a consequence, they will also be short of delivery staff from July 1st. Every community is requested to install a covered mailbox on the main gate for receiving the weekly news copies. There will be no more door-to-door delivery. They apologize for the inconveniences. To remember dear Bavana, Auroville Village Action Group, AVAC, would like to invite all of us this Saturday to join them for a little get-together to remember our great friend Bavana D. On 11th of June, it will be 1 month since she left her body. They would like to meditate together, and if there are people who want to speak and remember her in a group, they would be very happy to provide the space for it. They want to connect Aurovillians, villagers and everybody else who would like to join in an open gathering and sharing about Bavana. Please feel free to join them between 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. at the AVA campus in Irumbai. And let's go back to some more announcements. Visitor Center cafeteria is closed since Monday and will reopen on Saturday. Library is open every day from 9 to 12:30. While Studio Cafe will reopen on Monday, 13th of June, and they invite you to join them for a meal of a wonderful Middle Eastern food with new selection from a fresh menu to be enjoyed and refreshing, redesigned while Studio Cafe. While Studio Cafe in Swedam is open from Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. At New Creation Dance Studio are a couple of new classes. On Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Hip Hop and Bollywood, and on Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Salsa. Teacher for both is Srini. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a French film, Monsieur Noam de Canou, and a film is History Adventure in French without subtitles. On Saturday at the same place and time we can see a British film, King's Speech, made in UK in 2010 by director Tom Hooper, and is biography, drama, history in English. At Cine Club in Town Hall on Sunday at 8 p.m. we can see a famous Pier Paolo Pasolini film, Il Fiore delle Mille e Una Notte, The Arabian Nights, made in Italy in 1974. And this one is drama fantasy in Italian with English subtitles. At the Shuri Urbino Auditorium Bar at Newhouse tomorrow at 7:30 we can see Hereafter, which was made in October 2010 in USA. And it is drama fantasy directed by Clint Eastwood with executive producer Steven Spielberg and from screenplay by Peter Morgan. The Eco Film Club at Sedano Forest invites us tomorrow at 7 p.m. to see a documentary on nature, Coral Reef Adventure, made in 2003 by director Grant McGillivray. Friday bus to Sedano Forest at 4 p.m. from Solar Kitchen has been resumed, and it will run on every Friday from now on. The 6 p.m. bus from Solar Kitchen and the return trip from Sedano Forest to Solar Kitchen at 9:30 p.m. both remain unchanged. All bus trips to and from Sedano Forest are from now on totally free of charge. Yes, there are happy ways near to God's sun, but few are they who tread the sunlight path. Only the pure in soul can walk in light, in savagery. Whatever you do, always remember the divine, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.